Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So today I want to talk about relationship marketing. What is relationship marketing? Well, Wikipedia defines it as something that was first defined as a form of marketing developed from direct response marketing campaigns, which emphasizes customer retention and satisfaction rather than a focus on sales transactions. So relationship marketing differs because it's really focusing on customer relationships and not just transactional sales. And of course, everybody wants to make sales, and relationship marketing is something that takes time. It's not something that just happens overnight. We've all seen the guy walk through the room and hand out business cards and grab business cards, and the next thing you know, you end up on an email list or you're getting phone calls or all this other stuff. That, my friends, is not relationship marketing. Why is that? Because it's not authentic. True relationship marketing means that you care as much about the other person and their problem and how you can help them solve it than you do making a sale. So in my first book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World, it really is about relationship marketing with online components. And one of the core concepts, and you've heard this probably time and time again, is know, like, and trust. And what I do is define what know, like, and trust is. So the first thing is know. I believe that to get to know somebody, it starts with a smile and a handshake. One of the most incredible tools in a business person's arsenal is sitting down and having a coffee or a beer or a glass of wine and doing a one-on-one. And the whole purpose of that one-on-one is to really get to know the other person. You want to find out who they are, what makes them tick, and how you as a business person can help solve their problems. It could be connecting them to their perfect client. It could be that you have a relationship with somebody that could be a good vendor for them. Whatever it is, but it's really about getting to know somebody on a one-on-one level. It's really hard to do that by just shaking somebody's hand and talking to them for 2 or 3 minutes. So it's an investment. You have to invest some time. The next thing is the like. Now, a like is where you start to become like-minded. One of the things that I do when I give presentations right off the bat is I show a picture of my wife, I show a picture of my dog, I talk about me golfing, I talk that I'm a musician, I play guitar, I play it at church, and I was in a two-man band. And so what that does is that opens up some core competencies that other people can relate to. Maybe they like pets. Maybe they're into animal rescues. Maybe they're married. Maybe they like to golf. It all starts with understanding how you can start to connect with somebody. Next, what you're going to do is build that relationship online. You can do it face-to-face if you're going out consistently to networking meetings and spend a little time talking about some of those things. But in online, on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, if you're talking about the things that you're passionate about, other people will chime in. One of the things that I do every single day on social media is I post a quote of the day in the morning, and then I do a caption contest at night. The quote of the day is a motivational quote, inspirational quote that people love. They comment, they like, they share, and then the caption contest is a really goofy picture, and all I say is caption this, and then people start to caption, and it could be 30, 50, or 100 people. Again, there's some shares and stuff like that. That's one way to create a very simple relationship with people that you can connect with online, and best thing about that is it's content that they easily consume, and it gets your products, your services, your messages more noticed online. The third piece of this puzzle is trust. Now, trust is where transactions happen. And somebody has to be able to trust you enough to do one of two things. Either they need your services and they're going to purchase from you because you happen to be the right person. And usually most sales start with a conversation. So that trust has to be earned. The other thing that they might do is they might recommend you to somebody and say, you know, I know somebody who does this and does it well, and I know, like, and trust them, give them a call. And again, that referral starts with a conversation. So the know, like, and trust is a process. You can't skip any of those steps. And that's what relationship marketing is all about. But then it goes a little further. It becomes authentic. You have to be you. This is one of the problems that I see all the time, is people say, I don't want to be myself on social media. I want to be my brand. But the problem is that people don't do business with other businesses. People do business with people. So it behooves you to realize that you as a person are your brand. Yes, your business has a brand, but you as a person are a brand. And you need to build that brand up as somebody who is trustworthy, somebody who is likable, somebody who is knowledgeable. It's about getting that brand out there on a personal level. So if you really want to be successful using social media to generate business, you have to be social. I always say that social media is the medium and social networking is about people. So being authentic means being the real you. I know a lot of friends that I meet who I love talking to face to face, but when they go online, what they end up doing is posting very divisive stuff. It could be about politics, could be about religion, whatever it is, but they're posting their opinions. And unfortunately, that does tend to change people's opinion of you face to face. So whatever you do, try to be you, but also be a little bit guarded about letting all of you hang out. You want to be somebody who is more concerned about other people's feelings than how you feel and trying to make other people believe what you believe. So authenticity is really about being the real person who you are. So you're going to take yourself and use that as part of the branding online. Whether you're posting pictures or articles or anything to Facebook, there's nothing wrong with posting it to your business page. But then share it, and don't be afraid to share it, as yourself online. If you wouldn't want that to be something that people see, then why are you posting it to your business page anyways? You should not be out there just selling, selling, selling. You should be out there helping, helping, helping. It's all about being a resource to other people. It's all about being the Google. So that's what relationship marketing is all about. It starts off with understanding the process of know, like, and trust. But it's also about building real relationships that may or may not directly affect you and your business. It's all about how you can be a resource to other people. So the first thing I suggest you do is get out there in your local area, get out and meet people. You never know what interesting people you're going to be able to find. Go to meetup.com and see if you can find any groups that might match your interests. It could be about your hobbies. It could be directly about business. But find people to network with. The second thing is, when you're friending people online, make sure that you do your research. Is this somebody that you want to be associated with? Is this somebody that you actually can have a great relationship with? Or are they going to be divisive? And as their stuff shows up on your wall, it could affect you. Rule number one, drop an F-bomb, you are cut from my list. That's it. So the same thing goes with Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Google Plus, whatever it is. You have to be willing to share great information and allow other people to share stuff on your wall as well. And then trust happens when people get to know, like, and trust you, and they feel like they really understand that you care about them. I've always said this, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. So give them that attitude, give them all of yourself, and be authentic when you're posting things online. And give them a reason to want to know, like, and trust you, and maybe do business with you someday. So hopefully you can see relationship marketing is not the quick path to sales. It takes time. You wouldn't walk up to somebody in a bar and say, hey, you look pretty, want to get married? They have to be grown, nurtured, and given a chance to blossom. So make sure that you're investing in other people, and maybe they'll come back and invest in you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.